were humans sacrificed? Scholars are sharply divided on this account, with about half believing that it took place and half doubting its veracity. Caesar and Tacitus certainly tell tales of the human sacrifices of the Celts, but Nora Chadwick points out in her book, The Celts, that it is not without interest that the Romans themselves had abolished human sacrifices not long before Caesar's time, and references to the practice among various barbarian pre-peoples have certain overtones of self-righteousness. There is little direct archaeological evidence relevant to Celtic sacrifice. Indeed, there is little reference to this practice in Celtic literature either. The only surviving story echoes the story of the Minotaur in Greek legend. The Formorians, a race of evil giants said to inhabit portions of Ireland before the coming of the Tuatha de Danann, or the people of the goddess Danu, demanded the sacrifice of two-thirds of the corn, milk, and the firstborn children of the fair Bolg, or the human inhabitants of Ireland. The De Danann ended this practice in the Second Battle of Moy Tura, which incidentally took place on Samhain. What other practices were associated with this season? Folk tradition tells us of many divination practices associated with Samhain. Among the most common were divinations dealing with marriage, weather, and the coming fortunes for the year. These were performed via such methods as ducking for apples and apple peeling. Ducking for apples was a marriage divination. The first person to bite an apple would be the first to marry in the coming year. Apple peeling was a divination to see how long your life would be. The longer the unbroken apple peel, the longer your life was destined to be. In Scotland, people would place stones in the ashes of the hearth before retiring for the night. Anyone whose stone had been disturbed during the night was said to be destined to die during the coming year. How did these ancient Celtic practices come to America? When the potato crop in Ireland failed, many of the Irish people, modern-day descendants of the Celts, immigrated to America, bringing with them their folk practices, which are remnants of the Celtic festival observances.